Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Single-phase polling for Maharashtra Assembly elections on the 20th of next month. Jharkhand to vote on the 13th and 20th, counting on the 23rd of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds digital connectivity in the country as an effective tool for last-mile delivery. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Islamabad to take part in Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit tomorrow. India signs contract for procurement of 31 Predator drones from United States to boost country's defense capabilities. Government announces 3 centers of excellence in artificial intelligence focused on health, agriculture and sustainable cities. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Denmark Open in Odense. The Election Commission of India today announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on the 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in 2 phases on the 13th and the 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the 2 states will take place on the 23rd of next month. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, notification for election to the 288-member Maharashtra Assembly will be issued on the 22nd of this month and candidates can file the nomination papers till the 29th of October.
In Maharashtra, there are total 1,186 polling stations and at 52,789 locations, urban being 42,654 and rural being 57,582. Is baar bhi hum PWD managed booths banayenge, women managed booths banayenge Maharashtra mein.
In Jharkhand, the notification for the first phase of voting will be issued on the 18th of this month and candidates can submit the nomination papers till the 25th of October. The Chief Election Commissioner said for the second phase of polling in the state, the notification will be issued on the 22nd of this month and the nomination can be filed till the 29th of October.
In Jharkhand, pure polling stations ki sankhya hogi 29,562 aur jo ki 20,221 locations par phele hue honge. Urban sankhya wahan kam hai 5,042 aur rural parivesh jyada hai, isliye rural booths ki sankhya hogi 20,520. यहां पर भी वीमेन मैनेज्ड बूथ्स, यूथ मैनेज्ड बूथ, पीडब्ल्यूडी मैनेज्ड बूथ्स बनाए जाएंगे. एवरेज वोटर्स की संख्या पर बूथ इज 881.
With the announcement of poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force in both the states. The poll panel also announced the schedule for by-election in several assembly constituencies and 2 Lok Sabha seats. By-polls for 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on the 13th of next month. The by-polls for 1 assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on the 20th of November. Meanwhile, political parties including the BJP and the Congress have welcomed the announcement of poll dates for the Maharashtra and the Jharkhand assembly elections. The Election Commission has dismissed the allegations of Congress on electronic voting machines, EVMs, saying that it is entirely foolproof and cannot be tampered. In reply to your question, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the Commission has received 20 complaints filed by the Congress candidates who have alleged irregularities in the battery level in the electronic voting machines in the recently concluded Haryana Assembly elections. Mr. Kumar ruled out any possibility of manipulation of the EVMs, saying that as per the standard operating procedure, they were checked at various levels in presence of the agents deputed by the candidates. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP is underway at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders attending the meeting. The meeting has been held to finalize the name of candidates for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded digital connectivity in the country as an effective tool for last-mile delivery. He said India's mobile and telecom journey in the 21st century is a subject of study for the whole world. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today.
आज भारत टेलीकॉम और उससे जुड़ी टेक्नोलॉजी के मामले में दुनिया के सबसे हैपनिंग देशों में से एक है। भारत जहां 120 करोड़ मोबाइल फोन यूजर्स हैं, जहां 95 करोड़ इंटरनेट यूजर्स हैं, जहां दुनिया का 40% से अधिक का रियल टाइम डिजिटल ट्रांजैक्शन होता है, भारत जिसने डिजिटल कनेक्टिविटी को लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी का इफेक्टिव टूल बनाकर दिखाया है।
On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024. The four-day global event is bringing together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policymakers, and tech experts from over 190 countries. The event is showcasing over 400 exhibitors, around 900 startups, and participation from 120 countries. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, an exhibitor said that this event is driving a lot of momentum in India.
I'm Gilles Garcia from AMD, and this is not the first year that we are at IMC, so we have quite a lot of experience with IMC already, and that's a show which is driving a lot of momentum in India. And so that's why AMD is here. So as an AMD, what we are presenting in our booth is related to telecommunication, radio for the 5G, and AI/ML to help the people in India.
Principal Project Engineer and Center for Railway Information Systems, Dilip Kumar Jain, said they are showcasing the Internet of Things initiatives being undertaken by the Indian Railways in the event.
Two initiatives that I want to discuss. One is the water level indicator. We are doing a POC, a pilot project on installing IoT devices in the water tank of the coaches. So like before the coach run out of the water, there should be alarm. The department should be alerted that this train is going to get out of water, so preventive action can be taken. And the second initiative that we taken, we are installing the IoT devices on the stations, and even we are installing the IoT device in the escalators, even in the water tanks, so that electricity can be saved.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today announced three Artificial Intelligence Centres of Excellence, AICOE, focused on health, agriculture and sustainable cities in New Delhi. Mr. Pradhan said these centres will play a major role in promoting research, innovation and economy and ensuring public welfare. These centres will be established in AIIMS Delhi, IIT Roper and IIT Kanpur. The centre in AIIMS Delhi along with IIT Delhi will work in the field of health. The centre in IIT Roper will work in agriculture, and the one in IIT Kanpur will work for sustainable city. Mr. Pradhan termed it a landmark decision that will strengthen the position of the country in artificial intelligence.
जो तीन आज हमने मंदिर बनाई, agriculture में, healthcare में और sustainable cities में, ये दुनिया की पब्लिक पॉलिसी में, एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन में, इकोनॉमी में सॉल्यूशन गिवर होगा, ये मेरा पूरा विश्वास है।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज। फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स अराउंड द क्लॉक, फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स, एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ स्टोरीज एंड मोर लॉग ऑन टू अवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in एंड न्यूज ऑन AIR ऐप। External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Islamabad this afternoon on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the SCO Summit, the 23rd meeting of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Council of the Heads of Government, CAG, will be held tomorrow under the chairmanship of Pakistan. The meeting is held annually and focuses on the trade and economic agenda of the organization. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred with honorary doctorate in political science by Sidi Abdullah Science and Technology Paul University in Algeria's capital Algiers today. Algerian Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research, Kamal Badari, handed over the doctorate to the President. A correspondent covering the President's visit has filed this report.
President Draupadi Murmu, addressing the Sidi Abdullah University, said that this doctorate is an honour for India, a country that had stood for peaceful and prosperous world from time immemorial.
I am grateful to Scientific and Technological Hub, Matyar, Ihadaden Abdul Hafi, Sidi Abdullah, for thinking of me and my country for this unique honor. I understand this university assigning example of India and Algeria collaboration was inaugurated by President Kevan in March 2024.
She urged the Algerian government, higher education department and students to avail the benefits of India's ITEC program and other scholarship programs. President further said that the youths in both the countries will be the strong bridge of people-to-people connect and thus strengthening the existing cordial relation between the nations. On the second leg of three-nation visit, President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania tomorrow. Mayusha for Agashwani News from Algiers.
In a significant boost to the country's defense capabilities, India and the U.S. have signed a contract for procurement of 31 MQ-9B Predator drones. This deal, aimed at enhancing the country's operational readiness and military strength, includes tri-service procurement of the MQ-9B Sky Guardian and the Sea Guardian drones. The contract was signed by the Minister of Defense and U.S. government in New Delhi today. India and Colombia today signed an MOU on audiovisual co-production in New Delhi. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, signed the agreement along with Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Jorge Royas Rodriguez. A correspondent reports that this agreement will foster collaborations between India and Colombian filmmakers, boosting co-productions and strengthening cultural ties.
The MOU signed today will enable Indian and Colombian film producers to utilize a platform for collaboration on various facets of filmmaking. The agreement is expected to deepen the engagement between the critical sectors of the film industries of both countries. Colombia is the 17th country to sign audio-visual co-production agreement with India. The agreement is expected to benefit producers from both the countries in pooling their creative, artistic, technical, financial, and marketing resources for the co-production. It will also lead to exchange of art and culture and create goodwill among the people of both the countries. The agreement will also provide an opportunity to create and showcase India's soft power. It will lead to employment generation among artistic, technical and non-technical human resources engaged in film production, including post-production and marketing. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal launched the district version of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for 27 aspirational districts in New Delhi today. On the occasion of the completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti, Mr. Goyal said that PM Gati Shakti is a super intelligent tool for infrastructure planning.
This has no more remained a central government initiative. It has gone beyond to all the states without exception. And the current level of speed at which district master plans are being now prepared, I expect that in the next 12 or 18 months, this will go down to 750 plus districts across the country.
A group of elected members of the Manipur Assembly representing Kukis, Ohamar, Meitei and Naga communities met in New Delhi today to discuss the current scenario in the state. The Home Ministry said in a statement that the meeting unanimously resolved to appeal to the people of the state belonging to all communities to shun the path of violence. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals in Odense today. Her opponent in the opening game, Chinese Taipei's Pai Yu Po, pulled out midway due to an injury when Sindhu was ahead 21-8, 13-7. Early in the day, Lakshya Sen lost to Lu Guangzhu of China in round of 32 in the men's singles. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Single-phase polling for Maharashtra Assembly elections on the 20th of next month. Jharkhand to vote on 13th and 20th, counting on the 23rd of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds digital connectivity in the country as an effective tool for last-mile delivery. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Islamabad to take part in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit tomorrow. India signs contract for procurement of 31 Predator drones from United States to boost country's defense capabilities. Government announces 3 centers of excellence in artificial intelligence focused on health, agriculture and sustainable cities. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Denmark Open in Odense. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.